Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Hey, buddy.
We'll get into a preview for Game 7 coming up in a couple of minutes, but because, you know, I feel like we kind of have to do this. I've been waiting to do this story all day, and Ryan Hollins just completely interrupted us by joining us last hour.
How about that?
We spent some time on the big football topic of the day, which is involving Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who, look, has had her fair share of news items over the course of the past few months, and today waded hip deep into a Bears controversy. A story broke earlier today that the Bears could be exploring potentially leaving Soldier Field and go 35 miles away to Arlington Heights, right? We got a new area we want to build. We're going to buy some land here, and we could wind up putting our new stadium there. Whoa. Now, we've seen this before, and Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot probably called it for what it was and said, listen, it's a negotiating tactic by the Bears. They probably want to improve their lease in Soldier Field, which goes until the year 2033. We see this all the time, right?
I got a lot to say about that because the lease is a joke. But keep going.
But, you know, but she winds up going in and saying, listen, it's a negotiating tactic. We've seen this before from the Bears. And then she throws the hammer down in a statement by saying the Bears should focus on getting better, finally beating the Packers and being relevant past October. This statement was quickly deleted, but it doesn't matter. You put it out once, it lives forever, yeah. And I'm sure that's exactly what they wanted it to be. We put it out, but we took it back, but it lives. She's calling out the Bears, hey, let's focus on getting better, let's focus on beating the Packers, and let's be relevant past October. These are all normally very tall tasks for the Chicago Bears, but...
Playoffs two of the last three seasons, and I would remind the mayor that the Bears are a business. The winning, yes, you'd like to win, but in the end, it's bottom line. And that's why they're looking at Arlington Heights. But the mayor will learn that in short order, as many, many big expository writings, including my own, come to light. But anyway, you have been so excited about this, backing the mayor.
When did I say I was backing the mayor? I was excited about the story.
Well, I mean, you were excited.
I mean, there's a different reason why I'm excited. I'm excited about the story for a much different reason than you think I am.
First of all,
wasn't Arlington Heights, wasn't that the movie where Tim Robbins plays the homegrown terrorist, right? And Jeff Daniels.
So. Yeah.
Wasn't it Arlington? Okay, I thought that was. Because that name sounded familiar to me. I'm going, Arlington Heights? I think that was that.
Oh, is Arlington Road?
Arlington Road? Was it Arlington Road?
Tim Robbins, Joan Cusack, Jeff Bridges?
Yes. Yes. Jeff Bridges, they blame him for the bomb going. Sorry, it's spoiler alert. But that was a really good movie. I thought it was Arlington Heights, but Arlington Road sounds better. Pacific Heights was Michael Keaton. He's the crazy guy.
That is true.
And he's the tenant, right? That's Pacific Heights. Okay, so we have Arlington Heights. To Arlington Heights, Pacific. Okay. But the reason I'm excited about this story, Mike Harmon, and this is why, is because once I saw Lori Lightfoot's name in this, I said, oh, I can't wait to do how Chris Berman would do this story if he got to do this story.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait. You ready? I've been waiting.
It's
like
let's
I need this release. It's like I need this release every time I see the story. Oh, God, we got to have it. We got to. Not like that, Tyshirt. You're weird, man. You're just weird. And you know, when I was going to come to you for a story tonight, too, and I forget what it was about. It was about I was going to come to you for a story tonight on something. I'm like, we need you to explain this because it was about nutrition and eating and something. And now I'm not even going to try to remember
the woman
what it was.
With the burrito.
Yes. Oh, I was going to do that. Now I'm not going to do it.
Your loss.
No, I'm not.
But here, you know, we may wade into that story later on. I just want to know how you do an appeal on a burrito that has been processed by the human body long ago. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, maybe back you go Berman. Back and you find the place. Hey, can you make me the exact same burrito that you made me that day? Make me the exact same burrito.
Well, I mean, look, there's a whole... Yeah, it's a long story. Just go.
All right, so here we go. Here we go. Berman doing the Lori Lightfoot story. And... TJ, Lori Lightfoot with the heavy stomp on the Bears potentially moving. TJ. And instead of asking if you could read my mind, Lightfoot says what she wants the Bears to do. TJ.
Now that was pretty good. Now that's a good one.
If you could read my mind. TJ, it may be sundown for the Bears trying to stay at Soldier Field in Chicago. TJ.
Look at you. Hey, everybody, DJ. Write down these song titles. This is a good playlist for you.
TJ, the Bears could Lori Lightfoot says the Bears could take the carefree highway to Arlington Heights to play games.
Now that is one hell of a tune right there. And there's public transportation. Mm-hmm. As anybody knows, you've got to walk a long ways to get back to your public transportation or your car with 60,000 other people leaving Soldier Field. It's grossly inefficient. Mm-hmm. Anyway, keep going.
And TJ, this story could wreck the Bears. It could wreck their fans. It could wreck the fan base like the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. TJ. I mean, as soon as I saw Lightfoot, I'm like, all right, we got to do Gordon Lightfoot. Tyshirt's frantically right now going, Gordon Lightfoot? Wait, we heard Gordon Lightfoot songs? Okay, let me see if
I
can find
Ed
that.
McCaskey was the husband of Virginia McCaskey. Unfortunately, yeah. He passed away in 2003.
See, Tyshirt's looking up going, Ed McCaffrey was married to, hang on, really? Ed McCaskey. That was the story. So I've been waiting for that story all day. I've just been waiting.
No, it's good. No, you've been waiting on your Bermanisms. And if you can do a bunch of Gordon Lightfoot, then you've won.
And look, it's the one day we're doing a Bear story that doesn't involve around the tweet that says Andy Dalton is QB1.
QB1, baby.
Right now the Bears are going, oh, this is really embarrassing. Can we go back? Can we get our social media team put another retweet out on Andy Dalton is QB1? But put Justin Fields like little tiny in the corner. Like, you know, that maybe it could be him. Like, you know, put Andy Dalton, but then really tiny in the corner. Let's put a picture of Justin Fields. Let's do that. Let's cover all our bases.
Yeah, but this isn't embarrassing. Like, she can try to play the bully pulpit as she's done as mayor of the city. For the Bears, they're looking at a business opportunity, and it's been explored before. But as I mentioned earlier in the show, Arlington Heights, the Arlington race course is done after this season and after this next racing season, and they will have 326 acres that could be, like, is being built in Inglewood, right? It's not in Los Angeles. It's in Inglewood. Dallas, the Cowboys play where? Arlington. Keep on going. There's a number. You want to keep doing it. It's not the Los Angeles Rams of Inglewood or the Los Angeles Chargers of Inglewood. It's still the Los Angeles include nickname here. Same thing going to Arlington Heights. The Bears right now, it's run by the Chicago Park District, which means they contracted out for big concerts. They contracted out for a ton of soccer games, for high school football, for all sorts of events, which means you're playing on a trash field that you have no control. And if the numbers are right from Forbes and from other sources that they're literally only paying $6 million a year in their rent to the park district, it's a no-brainer. Hey, who wants to pay this off? 13 years. $78 million? Really? That's it? To finish off the lease that she's getting all huffy about? Beat it. Move on.
TJ, Lightfoot says the Bears are restless. We should all stay loose and baby step back. We could get a beautiful resolution of this as we race among the ruins and go round to see the Bears moving to Arlington Heights. TJ.
Had to get one more in.
That was just me reading off the back of Gordon Lightfoot's greatest hits.
No, that's good.
Some of those songs I don't know, but that was just me reading off the back.
Well, all the other ones, I mean, they're hits. You'll hear them on classic rock or easy listening radio. There's no question about it.
No, look, I went with the songs I knew. Just at the end there, I'm like, let me just empty both barrels.
I got to find one more.
Let me just empty.
I got to find one more. You think we need one more? There's so much to this story that she's so in the wrong. And in the final analysis, you're a business trying to make money Are you not? And Arlington Heights opens up so much in revenues. Again, at 61,000 seats, Jason, it's the smallest stadium in the National Football League. And last I saw, they are not a public team like the Packers.
Man. No, they are not. No, they are not. It is going to be very interesting. See what if Lightfoot has. All right, I'm done. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen down. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Now, we're going to get game seven between the Bucks and the Nets. And this is the weird part of it. You know, I picked the Bucks to go to the NBA Finals, so I'm going to pick them for game seven, obviously, because I picked them to go this far. I'm picking them. Look, they played well tonight.
Good for you.
But here's the thing. As far as how I feel about the teams going into Game 7, I actually feel better about the Nets than I do about the Bucks, because the Bucks played tonight. Look, they were the more desperate team. They got the big play from both of their stars. And, you know, I say, you know, Middleton is a star. And they played well. They got out to a big lead early, and they were able to hold on to it. They didn't let the Nets get back in the game. They were able to execute their game plan to a great extent. But I'm watching the Nets tonight and their body language, and watching KD and watching Harden go up and down the floor. Yes, they each played 40 minutes, but they didn't seem like they were playing the hard 40-plus minutes like they played the other night. It's a body language thing. It's not quite an effort thing. It's about economizing your energy, and I didn't see that out of the Nets tonight. You know, it was one of those quintessential Game 6 where we won a big Game 5, we're all exhausted, and we're going to go out and play Game 6. We're not going to overspend our energy and overextend ourselves, but if the other team stinks and they can't win and they're shooting terribly and we're right in it near the end, okay, then we'll go into overdrive and try to win the game, right? You see that all the time. But the Nets never got there tonight. They were down 10 the entire game. They were down 10 early in the second quarter, and they were down 10 all the way to the middle of the fourth quarter. It just wasn't there for them. We watched KD not quite as attacking as he did. You'd see him rest a lot defensively, not get up and down the floor. The same thing with James Harden, even though Harden looked healthier tonight than he did the other night by far. And I think you had a big game seven out of James Harden, but still, you get the sense that they backed off this game, saying we're just, you know, it's big, it's emotional from the couple nights ago. We won. KD played all 48 minutes. Harden played 46. If it's there for us at the end, we'll go for it. If it's not, we're going to back off. And that's kind of the way they played the game. So now they're going to be fresher getting into game seven on Sunday. It's going to be at home. Harden is just going to be healthier. I feel better about the Nets going into this game than I do about the Bucks. Still picking the Bucks, because that's what I think, but I feel better about the Nets.
Yeah, Middleton and Holiday, are they going to match their 59 points and their efficiency tonight? Because we got a couple of notes on Twitter. Please keep them coming in, at Swollen Dome, at How About a Fresca. The operational efficiency of Middleton tonight was outstanding. There's no question about it, right? And you look at Kevin Durant, still shot 50%. I mean, not a slouch. 2 of 8 from three-point range, so fine. But are they going to be able to match that on the road as James Harden looks to be getting his mobility back? Because you saw some explosiveness here in this game that leaves you encouraged that there will be more to it. And their role players weren't very good. Blake Griffin had a few minutes early, but he went quiet, right? I don't think he really added to his point total as we got into the second half. So I think they play better at home, and I think your prediction of the Bucks goes down in flames. And if it doesn't, we'll hear about it on Monday. I mean, either way, you know, you've now couched yourself once again. I told you.
No, I'm just saying, I'm still picking the Bucks because, you know, I picked them to go to the finals, but I feel better about the two teams.
Yeah, and what I'm telling you. Yeah, what I'm telling you is on Monday, whichever way the conversation goes, I mean, you've played this brilliantly. I love the hand you've played.
I have. I'm like a maestro. I know where to play things. It's great.
Well,
I mean,
some would just say flip-flopping. Others would say spreading your bats around.
Not flip-flopping. I'm not saying I'm picking the Bucks, then I'm picking the Nets. When the Bucks play well, I pick the Bucks. When the Bucks don't play well, I kind of don't bring it up because there's other things to talk about.
That's how it is. Joey after soccer and softball games.
It's just selective topics. That's what it is. Well, we have to pick the topics to talk about every night.
Why have you abandoned them? No. But to your point, right, we noted it at the start of the show tonight, watching the game live and in living color, the moments stolen, it, hanging out in the corner on offensive sets. All right, Harden, it's your possession to run this time out. I'm going to take this one off. So Kevin Durant, for a few seconds, is off just standing still. Same thing for James Harden. There'd be possessions where he wasn't moving about and the offensive motion didn't involve him. So, and look, defensively, James Harden, there's plenty of opportunities to get a little bit of rest in your 40 minutes on the court, but encourage that of what we saw from him tonight, and that the shot started falling and he looked more confident on the set, and then they stole the minutes at the end. It's like, all right, this game's done. Move on. I get an extra 5 minutes without the wear and tear, and we start planning and looking ahead to game seven. And I'll take my shot with Kevin Durant in a game seven over anybody that the Bucks are bringing and Budenholzer.
And I would give the Bucks this little inspirational talk before game seven. I would give the old Roy Turner from Bad News Bears. I don't want to talk about winning. I want to talk about losing. Because if you guys lose this game, each and every one of you, you're going to have to live with it for the rest of your lives.
It's a good speech.
Twitter and Out Bada Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. The good news is your business doubled. The even better news is Indeed can help you hire the right people without the wait times of the typical recruiting process. That's because Indeed has a great hiring platform where you can make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates over video right from your easy-to-use employer dashboard. It's just another reason Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Find your next great hire at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Coming up next, we get into a discussion about the most dominant players in sports because, oh, by the way, we're seeing one right now, but it may not be who you think it is. Plus, we got a new coach killer in the NBA. Coach killer. Who is it? It's next. Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, it's Gordon Lightfoot night now.
I tell you, I have a fantastic rendition that Johnny Cash sang on this one. It's what I call the, you know, the old water heaters, the coils, you know, that weigh hundreds of pounds that sit in the old houses. Uh-huh. It's like when he was shackled to those and had to sing the Great American Songbook. It's like, here's the next one. Sing this one. Most of which sounded like funeral dirges. Some great songs, no question. Yeah. Great interpretations. But at some point, it's like, stop forcing the man to sing all these songs. But anyway, it's a great mournful, soulful rendition.
Which is most of Gordon Lightfoot's songs. They're
correct.
Very mournful, very soulful.
He had good hair, too.
He did. Well, like that's when all those guys in the 70s, man, like Gordon Lightfoot and Dan Fogelberg and Jim Croce all had that great big hair. They got big mustaches. I mean, nobody's got just a mustache now that sings. There's no, I can't think of one big star that just has a mustache. Like that's their,
that's
like Tom Selleck, that's his only thing. What big singer just has a mustache?
877-99 on Fox.
And I don't mean like a goatee doesn't count, or some kind of crazy mustache you're wearing for effect. No, just a regular
soul
guy.
Patch that guys just, love.
Yeah, no, just a guy. I'm growing a mustache just because I'm going to wear a mustache.
That's a really good.
Any big singers right now that just have a mustache?
Tony Orlando still going?
Let's save Tony Orlando's house.
Tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree.
I don't think so. I don't think there's a singer right now who just has a mustache. That's it. Not a goatee, just
what
a mustache.
What about Lionel Richie?
Well, if it was him you're looking for, I would say, no, I don't know that he just has a mustache. I don't know that he does. He used to.
David Crosby.
David. No, they, you know, he's got the whole mustache and the beard too. Like it's got all the way down.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like it's not just a mustache. Like it goes all the way down. Yeah, that's his thing. Twitter at How About a Fresca? Mike at Swollen Dome. If you have the answer, I mean, really, we need that. So tonight, well, let's just say this: there's certain times when I say to some of the girls I coach in softball, and I go, you know, hey, just, you know, what we worked on in practice yesterday actually happened in Major League Baseball. And the last time I did that was with the Pirates play where, you know, Javi Baez grounded out to first and didn't go all the way to first, and the first baseman chased him and threw the ball away, and they scored a run and he got to second base. I go, see, this is why you just run and you stand on second, you just step on first base when there's two outs. Well, I can say this again to them if I want to, because of this triple play the Yankees pulled off tonight. Now, the runners are on second and third. It's usually a difficult triple play to pull off. You got runners at second and third, and there's no force play. However, that's exactly how it happened.
The pitch is swung on. Little chopper down third. King feels, turns, throws to first in time. And they have a runner trapped, Bichette. Now they have the runner trapped at home, Semien. They run it back, and he's tagged out. The throw to third, tagged out. That's the wildest triple play you'll ever see, where King threw to first. Bichette broke toward third. That him trapped. So then Semien had to leave, and they had him trapped.
Wow, John Sterling, very excited. Oh, triple play. Yeah, it's weird triple play. Never... You never see something like that again. Oh, boy. You never see it. I mean, that's one of those plays I'm watching it, and I can just see it happening on the Little League field, and all I would hear is everybody's voice yelling what to do. You know, like something like that happens, and suddenly everybody yells what to do. Throw it to first! Throw it home! Throw it to first! Like, and you can't even understand what to do, what anybody is yelling. Throw it here! Throw it here! Throw it here! Because it's exactly what that play was. They get the out. This guy steps. This guy. You got to figure out a way to just say, okay, we're going to run ourselves into two outs. Let's not make the third out. Nope. Blue Jays made the third out too. A triple play that, again, you will never see except in Little League softball and baseball.
136-256, almost lottery tickets along the way. The play at third, was he safe? I never saw a good replay to prove to me he was out, because it looked like he beat the throw back, and that
doesn't matter. The umpire, on that play, you're just, out for
you guys
out on
were
general
so
principle.
Bad. Yeah. There was such bad base running that he just said, "Screw you, you're out." That's their second triple play of the season, mind you.
Yeah,
that's impressive stuff.
That TJ, if you're scoring that, it's 136-256-867-5309, Jenny.
Does that somehow help you in some defensive ratings analytics?
The 136-256
boosting it?
Maybe. I'm sure it does. Look, Aaron Boone is hoping for anything right now because the Yankees have been terrible. I mean, look, they're only four games over 500, you know, so they're not playing really, really bad, but it's just been terrible for them, falling out of first place every day. The sky is falling for the Yankees. They'll take anything they need. And certainly that inning, they won 8-4 tonight, and you're talking about second and third, nobody out, and that triple play basically takes you right out of the inning. Basically does. You can't really do anything after triple play.
Four games back in for the wild card behind Boston, Houston, Cleveland. Cleveland.
Tick, tick, tick.
Cleveland!
Tick, 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 Aaron Boone. Tick, tick.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I'm going to say this. Coming up in 15 minutes, I will tell you how I can end that story in a second.
Really?
I can end that Cole Beasley whole storyline. Because the one thing he said is absolutely ridiculous about not getting a vaccine versus getting it. But I can end it in one swift second, and I can get everybody to get on board getting vaccines.
Why would you do that? Then you ruin the whole segment because then you need to fill for another 13 minutes.
No, we're gonna do.
I'm going to go back. I still have more on my Bears rant.
We're going to do Luka Doncic, coach killer right now.
Oh, we can do that.
We got Luka, coach killer.
Guys, one of the things, sports books in Vegas right now have an early win total for Bama and Clemson. 11.5 is what they posted from the William Hill sports.
And that's Syracuse too. They're 10.5 wins.
Oh boy.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it, buddy.
I gotta go.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. And now, yes, it is time for Luka Doncic, Coach Killer. The events of the last 48 hours in Dallas, and really the last 72 hours, show you what a mess this organization is. A week ago, they were the team to say, hey, if you want to go team up with some star, wouldn't it be Luka, right? You go there, he's a guy, you know, he's a kid, he's 22 years old, he's just going to get better. It's a great organization that is very player-friendly, and Mark Cuban always spends money, and you know how bad he wants to win, and Luka's someone that generally has a great perception and image amongst the team and players in the league. And then the last 72 hours happen. The Mavericks get knocked out of the playoffs, and Luka Doncic knows my power with this organization is at an all-time high, right? He started when he talked about not liking the play-in tournament, which wasn't about not liking the play-in tournament. It was, hey, look at what we're doing all year, and we're seventh, right? We've busted our ass all year, and we're in seventh place. This is not about not liking the play-in tournament. This is about saying, I don't have enough help because we've been busting our ass all year, and here we are in seventh place, Mark Cuban. You got to go get me somebody else. Him and Porzingis don't really get along. They don't hang out off the court. And then the season ends. Luka almost gets them into the second round all by himself, but he doesn't. So now, what did we hear? Luka Doncic doesn't get along with the guy Mark Cuban hired to run the whole big analytics situation with the Dallas Mavericks. He hired a former professional gambler to run this. Luka and he don't get along, doesn't like getting orders from him. Okay. Then Donnie Nelson, gone. After 75 years with the team, gone. Okay. Today, Rick Carlisle, gone as coach of the Mavericks. After he won an NBA title, been there for a long time, you have now seen in 3 days, three big stories about Luka Doncic and people that he doesn't get along well with, because that was the backdrop to Carlisle, is that there was a lot of tension between the two of them. So here now are the Mavericks that are kowtowing to every whim of Luka Doncic. And I get it, because you want to do what your star asks you to do. But the Mavericks are so ill-equipped to deal with this. You can tell how ill-equipped Mark Cuban is to deal with this, because now suddenly he's got to have something and deal with what he's never had to worry about before. He's always been the voice of the Mavericks. Everything that's happened, he's been the guy, right? He was fortunate to have Dirk Nowitzki as the team superstar for the majority of the time he has owned the team. Why? Because Dirk was a different dude. He wasn't someone that would make waves and make demands. He was someone who was a superstar that would play and lead and generally was quiet. He's just a different guy than Luka. But it worked well because Cuban wanted to be the voice. And now he's got a star who, after a couple of years, is saying, hey, I'm 22, but this is what I want on this team. I want this guy gone, and this guy's gone, and this guy's gone. And now Mark Cuban is walking around going, okay, I'll fire you, I'll fire you, I'll fire you. He has no idea how to deal with this, because he's never had to deal with a star who has been bigger than the team before. And when it's been his team, it was okay, but now it's not. It's Luka's team. And now he doesn't know how to go forward. So all what you've done now in 72 hours is get bad story after bad story to longtime tenured employees with the team who have a lot of say over personnel and the head coach are now gone. And now you are an absolute mess. Who's going to go play in Dallas now? All right, well, boy, Luka just coach killed. He's front office killing. What are we? I'm going to go play with him there? Well, I don't know, man. You know, Porzingis went there. They didn't get along. They were supposed to be 1-2. I'm going to go there and get along with Luka, and things are going to work okay. If he doesn't get along with me, he's just going to get rid of me, because you're watching what Cuban's doing. He's already gotten rid of people. Dallas has turned into an absolute mess in 72 hours, an absolute bottom-of-the-barrel mess, where a week ago they were at the top of the food chain in the NBA saying, you want a place to come play? Come play with us. Now, they're an absolute mess.
Yeah, it's just the curiosity of what's been swirling. And we'd heard rumors, and Cuban did his best to kind of squash those. Remember, we joked he was doing some explanatory things about Dogecoin a couple of weeks ago, and someone asked him about Luka and the Max, and he said he better. Just totally went from smiling and explaining to be better. And you could see almost like he'd had a Loki vision of what the future might be in front of him. Crazy. Spoiler alert. So you have the opportunity to, I mean, you got to remake your organization now. And, well, you got to take your superstar into account as you go forward. We know how much sway guys have in the NBA and how much one or two guys adding or being subtracted changes the fortunes of your franchise. And I can't wait for the books on everything in the front office from these last, I'll just take 2 years, but certainly as long as Cuban's been there, because we've certainly had some sordid stories and problems along the way here. It's just seemingly a personality and input fit. And Luka probably looking around going, I'm leaving it all on the court, and what do I got around me to some degree? Whatever the battles were with Carlisle. Yes, he won a title. At some point, that doesn't matter anymore, right? You only get so many years to trade off that. So and a personality and a message can run out at some point. He also may have been looking around going, there's five other coaching jobs. And I can go work with him. I've already had a conversation. I've got a relationship over here. And you can do all the 6 degrees of separation to get you there. But for Mark Cuban, yeah, it's crisis mode. Because you do have one of the great selling points of this next era of the NBA. And it's gone nuclear in 48 hours. Because you got rid of one of his most trusted guys, right? Whatever his relationship was with Carlisle, the release and firing of Nelson is the big move, or parting of ways, because we don't say fired anymore. I don't think
nobody gets fired. We're parting of the ways now. Yeah, everybody does that now. Nobody
it's
gets fired anymore.
Well, it's conscious uncoupling.
Oh, wow. You're going Gwyneth Paltrow with the conscious uncoupling. Nice.
Well, I'll start talking about her products and services pretty soon, too. Go ahead.
I picture a train with that. Conscious uncoupling. I am consciously uncoupling this train from the train behind it. Conscious uncoupling.
No, that's good. I like that. That is a good reference point. But, yeah, it's going to be fascinating. It's a crazy 48 hours, right? So much information overload, injuries, the Chris Paul situation, all the coaching comings and goings, the LeBron James comments and the injuries. We got a game 7 coming up. There's just so much, and it's going to be a long off season to try to piece it all together. And, hell, we're not even at the draft or free agency yet. So buckle up, people. Couple it back together and strap yourself in.
Telling you, watch out. They've turned into an absolute mess. And clearly, Cuban is not equipped to handle this because of everything. We're just going to fire everybody now. I've never had a guy saying, I'm the organization. It's my organization. Well, times have changed. You're not coaching
Dirk. Well, I'm the captain now.
You're not coaching Dirk. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Coming up next, yes, this whole athletes getting or not getting the COVID vaccine story that Cole Beasley is now at the center of today, I can solve it with one thing. I can solve the entire thing and we can all move on. That's coming up next right here. Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oral greatness.
And an NFL story I didn't think we'd wind up doing tonight, but hey, Cole Beasley has become a pretty big deal. The Bills wide receiver is not happy with the NFL, the NFLPA's newly agreed to COVID-19 protocols for training camp in the preseason. Went on Twitter on Thursday to air his concerns. Now, he has aired his concerns before about vaccines, and he doesn't want to get the vaccine for COVID-19. He says, this is crazy. Did we vote on this? I stay in the hotel. We have meetings. We're all going to be together. The Players Association is a joke. It's not for the players. So clearly he is upset with not being allowed the same lack of restrictions because other players who are vaccinated don't have to wear masks. They're able to have no travel restrictions. They can use the sauna. They can go out to dinner. If you're not vaccinated, some of these things you can't do because obviously teams want their players to get the vaccine. And he says no, doesn't want to. And the big thing he says is, quote, everyone gives me the 98% of people who are vaccinated don't get COVID again. The odds of me getting in the NFL and playing for 10 years are lower than that, and I'm here. Which I don't know what to do with that. I don't know what I mean. So you could 98% protect yourself against COVID, but you don't want to do it because maybe I won't have to. I mean, that's what he's saying, is that I don't need to get it. I'll tell you.
I just the comparison, which is the dumbest thing. How do the two equate?
I know. How was I going to get in the NFL being a small dude, and I am, and here we go. But why? If you could still, yes, it's a vaccine. A vaccine stops you from getting sick. It stops you from getting really bad variants of it. It's to help you.
And, you know, when he says it, well, it's the same thing. It's not the same thing. But here's how I solve this, Mike Harmon. You ready for this? I can solve this entire problem for all sports because there's a lot of athletes that don't want to get the vaccine. And look, you know, I think you should get the vaccine. You think you got your vaccine.
I mean, sure.
There's some people that don't want to. And I'd say, okay, here's how I solve that. You ready? I was talking with this with my friend Alec, who I coached with earlier today. And here's the thing. Here's how I solve every athlete. I would tell Cole Beasley, okay, you know what? You're right. You can have the same lack of restrictions as vaccinated players do. Go out to dinner, use the steam room. You can do all of those things. But if you go on the COVID list, we don't have to pay you. That's how I solve it. And then you know what? Everybody gets the vaccine. No, you want to do that. That's fine. But if you go on the COVID list, I don't have to pay you. Oh, well, maybe I'll get the vaccine. Everybody would get the vaccine then. Everybody would get it because nobody would want to lose money. That's the way to solve it. You don't want to do it. I understand. But now there are certain things we do and certain restrictions. But if you go on the COVID list, we don't have to pay you. Everybody gets it.
Yeah, because let's face it. I mean, going around right now, California, we reopened, right? Grand reopenings. I think Angel Stadium, Frostburg was telling me they got about 39,000. He was laughing at them. It's like, I don't know, still 90% capacity on a Thursday night in Anaheim. I don't know. I think they'll take it, especially with Mike Trout still not playing. So you've got that. But everywhere you go, there's the, hey, you don't have to wear a mask if you're fully vaccinated. And whatever else, right? Hey, please do if you haven't. Well, there's going to be some percentage of folks that haven't gotten vaccinated. They're going to say, well, what's the difference? They're not asking me for a card. We're going on the old honor system here. The Players Association, you got through last season. They did a lot of protocols, and everybody put in their part, and you had a moving games around, but you didn't lose any games. So everybody got their full pay, everybody got a full schedule, and the season went through. They're trying to figure out how to make sure it doesn't enter the doorway at all. And here are the protocols that are agreed to. You don't like them? You're welcome to your opinion. Here are the rules of engagement. Through your medical staff, if you don't want to play, then don't play. Yes, you beat the odds. You got through your decade. Move on. And that's just it, right? They're not obligated to change up protocols for you, right? They're trying to keep their business and the other people there safe. And I don't see why that's hard to understand.
I would rather Cole Beasley just say whatever he wants to say about the vaccine because he kind of talks in circles around it. Like, well, but I don't have to get it. I'm not saying I'm technically anti-vax. Like, dude, just say whatever you're going to say because when you do this, it doesn't make sense. And if that's not enough about getting paid, getting the vaccine, I would say to him, dude, we are all trying to win a bleeping championship this year, right? We are really good. And the last thing we need is when we're getting ready to play a big playoff game and guess what? You go out to dinner, you wind up on the COVID list. You can't play in a game. You want to put that at stake? I mean, really, because everybody's looking at what's going on with Chris Paul right now. Hey, Chris Paul, you know, he wound up getting COVID, but he did get his second shot. We don't know when
allegedly.
He got it or what's around it. Right.
That's the other thing. We don't know. Did, didn't. We've got a couple of people that said he did.
Right.
But unless they stuck him with a needle, we don't know.
Right, but the point is that here's everything the Suns have been working for, and Chris Paul's got COVID on the COVID list. He may miss games.
Yeah.
Do you really want that to happen? Do you really want that everything we're fighting for, and suddenly you wind up on the COVID list and can't play? Or maybe other people you're in contact with and can't play? You really want that? I mean, those are the two things I would tell Cole Beasley. You would say, okay, you're right. I'm getting the vaccine. And every other player would say the same thing. Once you, the thing about playing for a championship, that's reason number two. But if you go on the list without it and we don't have to pay you, that's number one. Everybody would say, yes, they want it. Every single person. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Coming up next, absolute history in sports tonight. That is next right here. Fox.